This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi today to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate the development projects worth around 2200 crore rupees. On this occasion, he will also address a public gathering. In a landmark step for farmer welfare, the Prime Minister will release the 20th installment of PM Kisan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. This will push the total disbursement under the scheme beyond 3.90 lakh crore rupees. The PM will inaugurate the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi Road and Chittoni-Shul-Tankeshwar Road and railway overbridge at Hardatpur. Strengthening the power infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water schemes under the Jal Jeevan Mission. External Affairs Ministry said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the market, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, a spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values and robust people-to-people ties. The Embassy of India in Dublin has advised all Indian citizens in Ireland to take reasonable precautions for their personal security and avoid deserted areas, especially at odd hours. In an advisory issued yesterday, the embassy said there has been an increase in instances of physical attacks reported against Indian citizens in Ireland recently. The embassy is in touch with the authorities concerned in Ireland in this regard. The government has emphasized that the discussion to cease military action took place directly between India and Pakistan during the Operation Sindoor. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh said, the discussion was held between armed forces of India and Pakistan through the existing channel of communication. He stressed that the request for ceasefire was initiated by the Pakistani side. On the query of third-party mediation, the minister said, India has made it clear to all the nations, including the US president, that any outstanding issues with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. The Election Commission has published the draft electoral roll for Bihar prepared under the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign. Eligible voters whose names have been left out or deleted from the list can file claims and objections for inclusion till 1st of September. Under the special campaign SIR, the details of over 7.89 crore voters were verified from 24th of June to 25th of July. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards in New Delhi, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Gawarikar said, Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Messi have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail. He said, Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The Marathi film Naal 2 was honoured with the Best Children's Film Award for the year 2023. And in cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India were 75 for 2 on yesterday at stumps with a lead of 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.